This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Chap. Your Liam's List for Friday, June 11th, 2021. And it is Pride Month, so all manner of Pride events happening. I just want to begin today by saying good luck to legendary broadcaster Stan Bunger on the air. Waking us up in the morning for many, many, many years. And Stan, enjoying retirement, a new chapter. Stan, it's been such a joy just to hear you. You're smart, a brilliant broadcaster, and someone who cares passionately about what he does. And I'm a fan, always have been. Wishing you well, Stan, on this new chapter of your life. Stan on KCBS. I want to say for 25 plus years, maybe 30 plus years. But good luck, Stan. And thanks for all the great broadcast all these years. Friends, so Pride, tonight, Friday, Oracle Park, the home of the San Francisco Giants. It's a movie night, the first of two nights. Tonight, it's the movie In the Heights, the original script written by Lin-Manuel Miranda. He, of course, stars in this film, the movie edition. This film, directed by another, a local Bay Area guy. We claim him as one of ours. He's from the South Bay. John Chu brought us this, or at least brought this production to the big screen. And I have to say, it is the explosion of music and dance and unbridled joy that we've all been waiting for. A summer shot in the arm, if you will. And tonight, you get to enjoy it at Oracle Park. There may be some tickets left. All you have to do is go to sfpride.org/movie night. If you can't get tickets for In the Heights tonight, you can also stream it from today via HBO Max. Another movie night tomorrow night. Everybody's talking about Jamie. Inspired by true events, everybody's talking about Jamie as the film adaptation of the award-winning hit musical from London's West End. It's about Jamie character called Jamie Harwood, a teenager in a blue-collar English town with a dream of life on stage. Now, while his classmates plan their livelihoods after graduation, Jamie contemplates revealing his secret career ambition as a fierce and proud drag queen. It's a great movie with a lot of heart and an awesome performance by Richard E. Grant as a local drag legend, Miss Loco Chanel. It's so good, and I love that it's being screened at Oracle Park. Saturday night, 6:30, all the fun starts, in partnership with SF Pride, Frameline Film Festival, and, of course, your San Francisco Giants. Friends, this is very, very cool. My neighbor happens to be a legendary journalist and broadcaster. If you watch the movie Almost Famous, you'll recall a character, and his first line is, "Hi, I'm Ben Fong Torres." Well, that is my neighbor and friend, Ben Fong Torres. He has dedicated his life for 5 decades telling stories in print. Of course, many years on the radio on KSAN and on television, an Emmy Award-winning television broadcaster too, bringing us the Chinese New Year Parade for, I want to say, 20-plus years on KTVU. But Ben first became famous, if you will, because of his byline. It was in the biggest music magazine, still is today, Rolling Stone magazine. And if you were a musician and you had a story written about you by Ben Fong Torres, you knew you had made it. So this documentary, like a Rolling Stone, the life and times of Ben Fong Torres, the first public screening actually happens on Monday in New York City as part of the Tribeca Film Festival. But you can be among the first to enjoy this film by logging on to the website. You can buy a ticket and you can watch it from a distance, virtually. And I'm just so proud of Ben. An iconic Asian-American journalist, a graduate of San Francisco State. He broke the mold as a journalist, paved the way for so many who followed in his footsteps, not just other Asian-Americans, but just other people who wanted to write. Among those people, Cameron Crowe. Cameron, who of course went on to write and direct the movie, Almost Famous. He makes a cameo in this documentary, as do a lot of other people. Annie Leibovitz, Steve Martin, Sir Elton John. And it would be naughty of me not to mention, I always may also make a little cameo in this documentary. I'm glad they didn't cut me out. Ben, friend, mentor, icon, and just my neighbor from up the road. I live in Noe Valley, and Ben lives just three blocks up the street, at the top of the hill between the Castro and Noe Valley. Anyway, the film, one more time, The Life and Times of Ben Fong Torres, like a Rolling Stone. Do yourself a favor and watch it. It's a great ride and a great story about a great journalist. What about this next? Pin for a cause. Are you vaxxy? Or vaxxy? I am vaxxy. Are you? Friends, a friend of mine, Jason Dilley, an artist, wanted to create something, a piece of art, if you will, and he has done so in the form of a pin. So if you've been vaccinated and you want to wear your pin with pride, you can get the Vaxxy pin, and you can get it via the website, iamvaxxy.com. And congrats, Jason. What a great idea and a wonderful way to let us all, let others know we've been vaccinated, and also give the gift of a pen to others that costs just $10. Finally, friends, it is San Francisco Pride. By the way, I have got a horrible sniffle this morning. Excuse me. There we go. Nothing like a little sniffle. It is SF Pride, all things Pride, all over the Bay Area. So check to see what's happening in your area. But San Francisco Pride, all manner of events, movies, happenings, virtual experiences and more. The big Pride Parade not happening this year. I'm hoping we'll be back on track for 2022. Friends, that is your Liam's List for this Friday. Some movies, some fun. It's going to be a glorious weekend. Get out there and enjoy. Go support your local restaurants. Head in the car, head to wine country, support the wineries, all the small businesses who've had the toughest year ever. And now's our time to say thank you to them and to go and support them. I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Chap. Cheers. The full list at kcbsradio.com and kpix.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.